This is Dakota Datebook for September 25th. John Burke was born in Iowa in 1859 and earned a law degree at the University of Iowa. He relocated to North Dakota and began his political career in 1891 when he was elected to the North Dakota House of Representatives. He went on to serve in the state Senate and then as Rolette County Judge. In 1906, he earned the Democratic nomination for governor and was elected. On this date in 1908, the Devil's Lake Interocean took issue with Burke. The newspaper said Burke fell short of what was required of a governor of a great state. In particular, the newspaper said Burke had campaigned on promises that he knew he could not fulfill. One of Burke's promises was that he would enforce prohibition laws. The newspaper said Burke had failed, with the state seeing no decrease in prohibition violations. Burke, in turn, blamed the state's attorney and the city of Dickinson for refusing to enforce prohibition laws. He said he did not have the authority to remove those officers, and therefore he said, "My hands are tied." Burke didn't seem to be overly concerned with prohibition. In a meeting with other governors, he reported that, "We have had prohibition so long in North Dakota that in some counties there are no jails. There is not much crime in the state." Burke proved popular with voters. In spite of the criticisms voiced in some newspapers, Burke won re-election in 1898 and again in 1910. He's known for establishing a state tuberculosis sanitarium, strengthening child labor laws, and the creation of a juvenile court system. Following Burke's tenure as governor, President Wilson appointed him as Treasurer of the United States. His signature appears on all U.S. currency printed for the next 8 years. Burke then served as judge on the North Dakota Supreme Court, a position he held until his death in 1913, and he's honored with a statue in Statuary Hall at the United States Capitol. Burke County is named in his honor. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.